Hello everyone, welcome to Stacks and Ranges. My name is Fatima DeMello. Welcome to today's Music Monday selection, Frozen Ghost, Dream Come True. The song was a big hit in the 1980s, specifically in 1988. It's off the album Nice Place to Visit. The band itself was made up of Wolf Kissel and Arnold Lanny, who are part of another semi-successful Canadian band called Sheriff. Dream Come True was the song that people played at weddings and socials. So everybody knows what a wedding is. A social, basically, for those who are not familiar with it, because not everybody reading my blog or hearing this audio recording is from Winnipeg. In Winnipeg, we call it a social. In Thunder Bay, I've learned, it's called a shag. Yes, I laughed at that too. What they are is, it's a big party for the wedded couple. It's often put together by the wedding party. The family would get a hall. They would feed the people who come to drink and dance. And, you know, there would be a DJ. And the tradition in a social that mimics a wedding. So basically, a social is an event where the people you would invite to your wedding because it would be expensive or you just think they're total assholes. I mean, people who are undesirable. Let me just rephrase that. Those whose pocketbooks are desirable, but for whatever reason, they are not. Much better. And my apologies. This is why I hope you guys have your earphones. Anyway, going back. So mimicking the structure of a wedding, they would come out and dance their first dance. And often the first dance in a social is very much like the first dance in a wedding reception. It sets the tone of the evening. So, and often it's something that means a lot to the couple. So no surprise, when I was in my teens and into my 20s, you know, at that period, you go to a lot of weddings. This song was the song that was played. This was the song that couples would come out and would play. And to the people who witnessed the event, whether it's at a wedding or a social, basically, there's some people who would probably think, well, why are these two jokers together? Or, you know, people would think it's romantic, or there would be some cynical comments writing back and forth. I have witnessed it all. But the first song is the song that sets the stage for the relationship. It's the public declaration of, you know, this is how I feel about this person. And Dream Come True is one of those power ballads that sets that statement. I have been waiting my whole life for you, and now that my dream has come true. And it's really about knowing those rotten dates and those rotten times, or the previous relationship that you thought you would work, you know, but didn't. But now you've got this fabulous person, and you hope to God that the two people dancing together in the center of that dance floor are two complete individuals onto themselves. And that's what ballads do for us. They, you know, for some people, they may hate it. There's some pretty schlocky power ballads, I'll give you that. Dream Come True is probably one of those songs that, some of those songs I remember felt more like infatuation based. Dream Come True was probably the one song that had something authentic behind it. And the funny part was, I listened to the song again because what I'm going to do is I'm going to do just 3 Mondays worth of love songs because we're in peak wedding season. And I thought, I'm going to be a cynic. I've been single for a long time. I've tried more dating sites than diets. And in the end, I just decided to lose a couple hundred pounds by not attaching myself to a bad relationship. But this song kind of reminds me of why. It reminds me of being a complete person within themselves to recognize the complete person across from you. Not a check mark in a box, not someone who would look great on your arm, but someone who you can build a life with, that you can stand shoulder to shoulder. And this particular song and the video itself, you know, talks about the kind of longer lasting loves that that is the basis of a relationship. So it's kind of hard for me to talk about it, but I think I, to sort of borrow something from quite a few people who have told me the same thing, it comes down to talking or writing about the things that make you uncomfortable to explore them. And Dream Come True was the song that I picked because it's a topic that makes me feel uncomfortable. The good news is wedding season for me has tapered off because either people are happily married, but most of the time because those people that I have seen dance to the song have been divorced. So I remembered being on a chair and watching people, you know, if this wasn't the first song in a dance, I watched people dance the song and thinking to myself, what is wrong with me? And I've had everything from, well, you might be too fat, what else is new, to, and I've watched women who were solid and cushiony find partners, so that's baloney, to, I'm too picky, that's an old chestnut. Although, if I really wanted that relationship and I wanted to be miserable, there's one guy in particular I could have stayed with. Two, if you want the religious aspect, I had one person tell me that God is just making me patient. Well, that's a funny one. God is just making me patient. Well, I would absolutely have the patience of a saint at this point. So, yeah, it's a lot of stuff that you get told. But if there's one thing I've hung on to, it's the idea of some things are worth the wait. And maybe what the song can do is not just apply to a partner, but apply to the many people that has come into my life. I don't have a stale life. It's a pretty good one. And I'm very, very thankful for it. And I work in a job that is a dream come true. I have my own place. I earn my own living. And if you want a reason why I would pick a song that is synonymous with romance, is that in my heart of hearts, I still hope for a guy who's complete within himself, who recognizes I'm complete within myself, and we just enhance each other's lives. We don't hang on desperately because we're so scared of what people would think, or to, I talk about check boxes, but I've seen people just, they hang on to a guy, a girl, anyone, just to kind of not be lonely, just to not look strange, just to not be out of place. And I want that person to enhance my life. And right now, if I were to say who that template would be, yeah, it would be Richard Armitage. And not because, well, I'm not a doofus. Yes, he's attractive. But intelligent, well-spoken, authentic, and not guys. Let's be fair to the LGBT community here. Finding someone with any of those qualities are hard to find. Loneliness is a universal thing, and this song has so many universal applications that You've added love to a life that was so stale. That's something anyone can say to someone else. So, wherever you are, I hope you have found the love of your life. To those who are still waiting, I'm with you there. And remember that it's true. You really have to like the company that you're with, and it starts with the person in the mirror. So, thank you for listening to the inaugural introduction to Music Monday. Enjoy the track, and we'll see you next Monday. So the next 2 Mondays will be just a couple of love songs and more reflections on love and relationships. Otherwise, look for more posts of the traditional typing variety. In the meantime, have a great day, take care of one another, and goodbye.